Praise the Lord, church. Praise the Lord, church. Praise the Lord, church. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, we sound like we're not going to a party or something, you know. And this really is, in a way, is a party, because this is the day that the Lord has made. And we're supposed to rejoice and be glad, realizing that we could have been somewhere else. Okay, we didn't have to be here this morning. But the Lord woke us up, so the Lord gets the praise. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I'm glad to be here this morning. I want to give honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to our pastor, to everyone in their respectful places. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus, for just being who you are. Amen. You can see that our title this morning is Be Strong and Very Courageous, for we have the victory through Jesus. Amen. And I thank God for the message this morning, because, you know, we take the Lord for so much granted that from time to time we need to be reminded that we have the victory through Jesus. Amen. Now, I remember when I was walking in sin, one of the favorite things that I used to like to do was to get my numbers in. And I was very faithful about that. And you could always tell when I hit that number, because you could see my joy. I'd be running all over the place. And I didn't have any problem letting you know that I won. Amen. But we thank God for a newness of mind, for saving us. And because we have this victory, we should be the same way. Our joy should be spilling over all over the place. We should have the kind of enthusiasm that truly separates us from everybody else in the world. Amen. To the point that you would know who we belong to just by looking at us, because of the victory that we have through Jesus. And this is what we want to talk about today. Praise God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, O God, for the privilege of being used by you. We ask, O God, that you take us out of self, to the point, oh God, where you would get all the praise, all the glory, oh God, in the name of Jesus, as your people are fed, oh God, by your word. We ask, oh God, that you touch the ears of the people, oh God, so that through the hearing they might obtain a measure of faith, oh God, and leave this place different, changed from the way that they came in, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We ask, oh God, that you would fix it, oh God. So, Lord, we are enriched by what we hear today, oh God, and made better, as you have appointed us to be fishers of men, O God, and told us, O God, and decreed by your word that we are your ambassadors, O God. Help us, O God, to get this truth out there, O God, for there is a dying world, O God, and people broken in spirit who need to hear your word today, O God, so that they might be saved, O God, for your word is true, in that if any man call on the name of Jesus, he will be saved, O God. And we want to preach your word today, O God, because somebody needs to hear it. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Our theme, conquering the five streets and winning souls for Jesus. We need to understand something here, that we didn't just get saved so that we could supposedly live happily ever after. There is no unemployment in Christ, in that everybody has got a job to do. Now, the Lord has made it clear that if we are not useful, that is, we be in the salt of the earth, if we lose that flavor, we are fit for nothing except to be trampled underfoot of men. So, having been called to be of Christ, we have a job to do. Our job is to take the good news to the world so that men and women might have a chance to be saved, because faith is obtained through the hearing of the word. And people, even in the 21st century, need to hear that word today. So we have five streets that the Lord has given us. And we, all those of you that are part of Faith Christian Center, know what we're talking about. The Lord gave our pastor a vision to go into those streets and to make those streets his as we labor to expand the kingdom of Jesus. There are people living on those streets that have never heard of Jesus. There are people living on those streets who are ensnared and caught up and trapped by the things that they are running after, oh God. They become slaves to the things that they lust after, and they need to hear the word. Amen. And the Lord has commissioned us to go into those five streets and to win souls for Jesus. But we need to be strong, courageous, and fear not. Stop looking at the enemy and what supposedly he can do. He can do nothing, because the victory is already in Jesus because of what he did for us on the cross. Amen. Our background text is going to come out of Joshua 1, verses 1 through 11, and then verses 16 through 18. I'm going to be coming out of the NIV today, as well as portions of the King James Version. Beginning at verse 1, it reads, "After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses, aid, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan into the land I am about to give to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert of Lebanon and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country, to the great sea on the west. No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them." Praise God. Now, you know, as we have been studying the word, and the Lord told us we need to study that word so that we might show ourselves approved unto God. You know, we know about the children of Israel. We know how they come to be in Israel. We know what happened when they got there, how God multiplied them to the point where the leadership became afraid and enslaved the people. And we know for over 400 years they cried out to God for deliverance. And we know that the Lord used Moses to be that deliverer, to take them out of bondage and take them into a promised land. But because of their disobedience, they made the situation worse for themselves. And we do the same thing today. We have victory in everything that we do. There are no losers in Christ. The only thing that stops you is your own unbelief and disobedience to God's word. You can make it easy or you can make it hard. You have to understand that we're in the war. People get killed in war. That's right. But we are on the winning side. You really don't have to do anything but just open your mouth. God will be the words. You don't have to. He'll just use you as a vessel. You can't do anything to expand what he's already done, because the work of the cross is finished. We have victory through Jesus. Okay. Be strong in the Lord. Now, our theme, again, is the five streets in winning souls for Christ. Be strong and very courageous through Jesus. Now, let me just get this the right way. So now we go to verse 7, and we hear again, "Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. We seem to forget that from time to time. Judging by the way some of us walk around. Listen, when I was running around with my gang doing wrong, I had no problem letting you know that I had a gang to back me up. As wrong as it was, we were bold in doing wrong. But now that Jesus has become the head of our life, why should it be different now? Why should we be hesitant to let people know that, listen, the Lord's word is true, and as much as what you think you might do to me, the least of his children, you're doing it unto him. You can do nothing. We have the authority and power of his name. Why don't we use it? Okay? I've seen people who were so afraid in the course of being robbed that they pulled out guns that they had in their house and they let the robber man take the gun out their hand. That's crazy. I've seen it happen. When we go into those five streets, we must be prepared to deal literally with anything. You must understand that of ourselves, we can do nothing. But we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Amen. Verse 10. So Joshua ordered the officers of the people, go through the camp and tell the people, get your supplies ready. 3 days from now, you will cross the Jordan here to go in and take possession of the land the Lord your God is giving you for your own. Verse 16. Then they answered Joshua, whatever you have commanded us, we will do. And wherever you send us, we will go. Just as we fully obeyed Moses, so we will obey you. Only may the Lord your God be with you as he was with Moses. Whoever rebels against your word and does not obey your words, whatever you may command them, will be put to death. Only be strong and courageous. You can see from that scripture that once they embarked, there was no turning back. Listen, just as the pastor has taught us, when you hear the word, it's hear and do. There is no discussion, no debate, hear and do. The people pledged to do the same thing, that they would do whatever they were commanded to do. And in the course of that doing, they would be strong and courageous. And this is what the Lord wants for us today. Amen. When we look at 1 Corinthians 15 and 57, be thanks to God, but thanks to him in everything. He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We need to memorize that. Anytime your children don't want to act right, remind them, you know what? I got the victory through Jesus. The word said, honor thy father and thy mother so that thy days in this world might be long. You just think you're not going to do what I asked you to do. Don't make me go in my closet. Because I have the victory through Jesus. I've been given that authority, and I will use that authority in his name. Because we have the victory. Amen. We got to walk around and we got to start acting like we're victorious, you know. We have no problems letting people know about the giants that exist in our life. But we need to understand that there is nothing so high that God can't bring it down. There is no giant that God cannot bring down. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. This is an opportunity for Jesus. This is what you got to look at this thing this way. You got to stop looking at it like, oh, me, oh, my. You got to thank God for the problems that exist in your life because these are opportunities for him to show you what he can do. He said, having done all, stand still and see what God can do. Amen. Praise God. So there are four thoughts in this verse that will definitely encourage you. First, victory is yours. You have to understand that God has no intention, despite what the situation looks like, of allowing you to lose the battles of life. You need to understand that now. I don't care what your situation is. Number two, victory is something that God gives us. We don't have to earn it. No, like salvation, victory is a free gift of God's grace. How are we going to have a mighty God like this to serve and we lose in everything that we do? No, we don't bring honor to his name by being in that. He will not allow that to happen. Number three, as is true of so many of the things of God, victory is given to us by God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Understand that. Next scripture, 2 Corinthians 1 and 20. For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. Yes, we can ask anything in his name. Anything in his name. As long as our intention and our motives are right, they're not remiss, as is mentioned in the word, God is faithful to give us the desires of our heart. They're yes in Christ. You have to understand what you have at your disposal. If you don't understand the value of what you have, you really can't be useful. You've got to know what you've got in Jesus. You know what? I didn't know there were so many people like me. I found out that the pastor, he was really a lawyer before he became a pastor. He was a lawyer in that he always looked for the loophole in whatever situation that he found himself in. And I was the same way, just as some of you were. Okay, but you really can't get around the word. Amen. Try as you might, you cannot get around the word. It says what it says, it means what it means. Okay, we waste more time trying to avoid doing what God has asked us to do. We'd be just better off surrendering and just go on and do it. Praise God. When God asks you to do something, oftentimes it doesn't come at a time that's convenient for you. Sometimes I find the Lord waking me up in the middle of the night saying, pray. I don't even know who I'm praying for. But the word says, my sheep know my voice, and I know it's the Lord talking to me. And those times when I attempted not to do it, he fixed it so I couldn't go back to sleep. So I just do it anyway, in the name of Jesus. Praise God. But all the promises that he's made to us, considering the situations that we sometimes find ourselves in, they are yes in Christ. And because of that, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Amen. Romans 8:37. Knowing all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Now, the word says that the afflictions of the righteous are many. We are troubled on every side. Yes, it do. But no matter in all these things. In other words, it does not matter what your situation looks like. Okay. You need to understand that and come to terms with that first, so that when you go out and you minister it to those who are in positions less fortunate than yourself, you can get that point across to them, that through Jesus, it doesn't matter what your situation looks like, because there's no situation that he can't take you out of. Amen. Amen. We really need to go back to the basics. You know, it doesn't matter. How sophisticated we want to be. You can't be more sophisticated than the Lord. You'd rather us to be simple and humble. Okay, that's the way he wants us to be, so that we can be effective, okay? So that he can get the glory. I mean, I want you to see my weakness, my lowliness, though even though in your situation you know I can't do nothing, but it's who I serve who can do it all. And he'll get the praise. He'll get the glory. Amen. Amen. So we know in all these things, we are more than conquerors. How can you inspire hope in a world gone mad if you haven't gotten that straight in your own mind? How can you convince anybody that they can be saved no matter what kind of situation they find themselves in if you haven't accepted that yourself? I know when I used to fight, my coach used to tell me, Sullivan, if you don't believe you can win this fight, don't get in the ring, man. If you don't believe you can win, don't you get in that ring. If you don't believe that in all things you are more than conquerors through him who saved us, don't you go out in those streets and try to say nothing to nobody. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We're in a spiritual battle. We're at war here. Okay, you have to understand what we have. You know, the word says, the weapons of our warfare are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. It does not matter what kind of stronghold you're dealing with. The word of God will bring it down. Every thought that in every imagination that would attempt to exalt itself above the word of God will be brought into subjection, taken into captivity. You don't have to do nothing. Your thoughts can send you to hell. We want to have minds, okay? It says, let that mind that was in Christ Jesus be in you. Because there's so much mess going on that we got to walk out in blindness. Lord, I can't even trust my eyes no more. It's all about you. It's not about what I see out there. All that we see out there is as a result of sin. The Lord gave us dominion over all this. And you can see how we've mismanaged it. We have to give an account for what we didn't do. The Lord has the capacity to turn these deserts into gardens of Eden. And that's exactly what's going to happen on those five streets as we take the word to the people who are lost. In this world, you will have trouble. I used to have a saying, if it ain't rough, it ain't right. Because nothing ever came easy. We had to scrape and struggle for everything that we got. I'm finding today that I really don't have to do that anymore. All I have to do is be still, ask for the Lord, and wait on it. Because he's faithful. But know this, you're going to have some trouble. You may have a season or two where you're free of it, but you can believe you're going to have to deal with some trouble. If not your own, then those are your loved ones, because the enemy is trying to kill them. But you know what? You have the victory, and you have to claim that victory for your children. And you have to use the authority of Jesus' name to back that devil up and put him up under your feet where he belongs. Don't be afraid. 2 Corinthians 2 and 4 in the King James reads, now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. Man, listen. Sometimes I ask for something in faith. And in the next moment, I'm praising God. I'm thanking God for that which has not been manifested yet, but I'm thanking him anyway because I receive it in faith. And this is what we got to do too in the war that we're in. We thank God for backing up the enemy, even though he acting like he don't want to leave, because God says he's going to drive out all iniquity before us as we take that land. We're going to thank God for answering prayers, even though you can't wait till you get the gift before you say thanks. God don't operate like that in the spirit. Because we ask it, and he's faithful to give us what we ask. We thank him before we even receive it. And that's what gives us the triumph. You have to understand the dynamic of what this looks like. Because you know what? If you cannot experience it in your own personal lives, how are you going to be effective as witnesses? Here's somebody like I used to be, shooting $100 worth of dope a day. And I'm saying, well, listen, you want me to put this dope down, but you don't know what I go through when I don't have it. And you say, well, just trust Jesus. Trust Jesus. As I look in your eyes, if I can't see the power of conviction because of the faith that you have in yourself, I'm not going to believe you. You cannot fake this thing because the spirit in you must identify with the spirit in me. We got to get it right in our own personal lives first before we can be effective witnesses. So let's summarize this. The first thing we need to know is God, through Jesus, gives us the victory in everything.
Right.
He makes us more than conquerors. Yes, more than conquerors. He causes us to triumph. Listen. We are undisputed champions through Jesus. Make no mistake about it. The Lord stomped the devil so bad there can be no mistake about who won. But he causes us to triumph. He brings us these victories through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Victory in Jesus is a free gift. You have to understand that. You can't earn it. You couldn't do anything anyway to earn it. Now, this God-given victory is broad-based in that it operates in all things, in all situations, in any circumstance. It's going to stand. That victory is going to stand. It's not going to stand in this circumstance and over here, you get no victory. No, it's going to stand. It's broad-based in every situation that you could possibly think about. The victory is still yours. All you need to do is claim it in the name of Jesus. Stop going by what your eyes tell you. Faith has nothing to do with what you see.
Amen.
Ours isn't always victory. It's not, the Lord, he's not like us. We're sometime. I greet you today, but depending on how my wife send me out the house tomorrow, it might not be that way. But Jesus is the same. He's consistent. He never changes. He's always the same. The blessed gifts that we receive are always the same, as he is no respecter of persons. This victory is for all his children.
Amen.
Always, in all things. It's not a hit or miss type of thing. Now, understand this. We are made victorious because of Jesus' love for us. Yes, yes. If you have a problem with this, and I can understand it, because we have a hard time with love. Most of us didn't even love ourselves. And yet still, Jesus died for us. Now we're called to love everybody. If you don't think you have the capacity, then ask the Lord to help you. It doesn't matter what gifts you have or what you have. It avails you nothing if you don't have any love.
Right.
Amen. Amen. So we have to understand that we are made victorious because of the love that Jesus had for us. And we have to have that same love. You're going to see people in situations on those five streets that are going to blow your mind. And if you don't have the capacity to love those people despite what you see, you keep on walking. And you got to stop and take notice and minister. Amen. And we have to thank God for choosing us to be on the winning side. Now, you know, our names, as has been often said, you know, were written in the book of life before we even were born. It didn't have to be that way. You didn't have any say-so on who your parents were. If you like me, I used to like to play cards. You know? I used to like to play cards all the time. And one thing I learned about playing cards is that it doesn't matter whether how much you want to win, you got to play according to the cards that you have. And it's the same thing in life. You got to deal with the situation based on what you've been given, the situation that you have to work with. But you know what? God is still able. Okay, we were born to be winners because our names appeared in the book of life. Now, it doesn't matter if how much you say no. God is going to always have his way. He's always going to have his way. I wasted more times, you know, being difficult. We need to just yield. Lord, I yield. Whatever you say, I'll do it. Whatever it takes, I'll do it. I like what the pastor say about, you know, if you get used to a thing, doing something, if you put the work to put the discipline back in your life, hard things will be easy. There's nothing too big for God. The Lord don't send us out to deal with easy things. He ain't going to be glorified like that. He wants to put us in the midst of situations that look impossible so that we might be witnesses to the manifestation of his power in the way that he changes lives. So when the Lord say, Persephone, I want you to talk to that gang of Muslims over there and tell them about me. Be encouraged. Be strong. We're victorious. The Lord will send you places where you might not necessarily want to go. But he didn't ask you if you wanted to go there. He said, go. Amen. We have to be strong in our faith. Be strong in the power of his might, amen, in our faith. You're not going to convince anybody if you present yourself in a way where you're trembling. It doesn't work like that. You have to be strong in the power of his might through the faith that we have, okay, and God will do the rest. We can't do nothing. Of ourselves, we can do nothing. But at the same time, we can do all things through him. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word today, oh God. Because it's short, sweet, and concise, oh God. We know what you would have us to do. Lord, we ask that you build us up in those areas of our lives where we fall short. So that we might live in such a way, oh God, as to be a pleasure, Lord, Father, to you. Lord, we ask that you would continue to use us for your glory, Lord. Have your way, oh God, in our lives, Lord. So that through us, oh God, through the ministry, oh God, others might come to know you, Lord, as we continue to labor to expand your kingdom. Yeah. Oh God, we thank you for all that you continue to do for us despite ourselves, Lord. Help us to be better, oh God. Give us more faith, oh God, and give us wisdom, oh God, so that we might give a good account, oh God, for what we do with the things, the blessings, oh God, that you sent our way. Lord, help us, oh God, to share what you have given us. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we know that we cannot keep these blessings to ourselves. We must share them, oh God. Help us, oh God, to exhibit the kind of hospitality, oh God, you want in your people, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we are givers, oh God, as you have given us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Having freely received, oh God, let us give the same way, Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. As we go forth, oh God, we ask, Lord Jesus, that you would break every yoke, oh God. Every stumbling block, every stronghold, oh God, bind it up, oh God, by the power and authority of your name, oh God, as we go forth to do your will, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, you didn't even spare your son, oh God, and we know you won't spare anyone, oh God, who will not give up their sin, oh God, and confess it, oh God. The work of your cross is finished, oh God. Lord, as we go forth, oh God, cover us completely by your shed blood, oh God, and use us, oh God, for your glory. Anoint the ears of the people, O God, who hear, so that through the hearing, O God, they might obtain a measure of faith. For we know that without faith it's impossible to please you, O God. And we want to live in such a way as to be pleasing to you, O God, because of who you are. Lord, you've done so much for us, O God. Help us, O God, to be worthy, Lord Jesus, of what we received in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord.